a purple sunset face. Are we really here alone? On the main street of the world. Relocated from our home.
This is Indian World on your community radio station, KBOO. It's nice when you remember to turn the mic on, John. And I was saying that we refer to the drum, the traditional type drum, as the heartbeat of the earth, and we're always happy to hear it. We were happy to celebrate with our brothers and sisters at Portland State University here the other day. This is Native American Awareness Week. I just call it, or I just call it Indian Month. Month, not week. I just call it Indian Month. And, you know, we do things all year round, but we get recognized once a year. If we get recognized once a year officially, that's better than we did for a long, long time. And as I said last time, I believe, we had an alien problem, too. And our Western brothers and sisters gave us hell about that because they said we had very poor immigration policies in the old days. And the country's gone to hell. So we'll have to try to do what we can to restore a little Indian culture to this part of the world. And here on Indian World, we're with the help of the Great One, we're here every other week. And in between times, the fabulous Eugene Johnson, the little young curmudgeon. I guess young and curmudgeon don't usually go together, but he's a bit of a hellraiser, and he is bright and talented. I'm just hoping he can get that business of his latest poetry book cleared up so that we can read it on the air. He had some technical problems in the printing of it. Well, let's see. We have Samantha here, and we have Sunshine here.
Oh, see, oh, John, how you doing?
Okay.
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Sunshine, why don't you pull your mic down a little bit by the handle? That's it. That's it. Okay. kind of funny. She's working with a microphone that was about a foot over her head, and she's holding her head way back, like a bird waiting for baby bird waiting for food to drop into its mouth. Well, some interesting things happen over and over and over again, and sometimes it's hard to tell where to start. We get thrashing around. We're kind of disorganized in some respects, and there's too much junk and too little space, and things get piled up, and then, oh, where did that go? Where did that go? Just before airtime. And we're going crazy looking for certain things. So we have to admit that now and then we just can't find certain notices and things that we had last week or 2 weeks prior. And we apologize for that, but we do what we can do. Well, what we can do now is to be quiet and play some more music. We started out with a couple of pieces by Red Thunder, and that's on Makoche Records. Red Thunder's been around for a while. I was always wondering when to, properly how to pronounce it, because I know a little Lakota, but I wasn't totally sure if it was M-A-K-O-C-E. I wasn't sure if that was Makoche or Makose Wakan. And that's a group that we enjoy hearing once in a while. I know our audience enjoys them too. But we're going to go to a little different musician here. And let's try Black Lodge.
Hello.
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 Hello. Yeah, yeah. SpongeBob SquarePants. Who would have thought it? Here in Indian World. Well, you see, that's part of the message. We ain't stuck in the history of our people. Yeah, well, you never know what you're going to hear from Black Lodge, and we're happy that we're able to bring you a little fun music for the children. You know, there's not much around for kids, and they shouldn't be overlooked the way they sometimes are. I don't care if they're Indian kids or other kids; they all deserve our attention, and we need to. Let them know they're loved and not just scold them when necessary. Well, let's see where we go from here, folks. Where do we go from here? Well, I've got people here on my right, and if there were room, there'd be people on my left. Stuff gets moved around, and then I'm wondering, where'd that go? The mail brought us a copy of a book called Blood Struggle by Charles Wilkinson. And if you were listening to Indian World here a few months back, you would have heard an interview with Mr. Wilkinson, who's an old friend of American Indians. And this is Blood Struggle, The Rise of Modern Indian Nations. And I can remember one thing that he has to say in his book is that it wasn't something that the positive changes that have taken place in American Indian society are not a product so much of our political friends and our do-gooders, but a lot of it is due to us helping ourselves. And this is so important to understand this. You can make a difference in the world. You can start small and work your way up to something bigger. When we started doing this radio show, it was a small station that felt like it was pretty big at that time, because we had just moved from one location to another, and we had bigger and grander studios, although it was nothing but 2x4s around my console. And then when we moved again, it was that way. But, you know, we've grown in power. We've grown in numbers. We've grown in audience. We've grown in going stereo. We've made so many positive changes. We're getting, because of the Internet, we've gotten on the Internet. We're streaming. We're heard all over the world. I personally bumped into one of my listeners from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and that blew my mind. But Blood Struggle is a book worth reading, and let's see if I can figure out who the press is.
And who wrote it, John?
Norton Press. Charles Wilkinson, and he has been around in Indian, dealing with Indian law for a long, long time. His name is well recognized. W.W. Norton and Company produced it. I'm not allowed to mention prices, but it's quite reasonable in price. A Struggle, Blood Struggle, The Rise of Modern Indian Nations, again, is the title. And by the way, our phone is open when we're playing music, and that's 503-231-8187. I'd like to give a little shout-out to a couple of friends, which we'll do in a couple of minutes, but we have some friends that are scattered about here and there, and I'd like to, first of all, give a shout-out to Carol Craig from Umatilla and Bobby Connor from Umatilla. So Carol Craig, pardon me, is from Yakima. Bobby Connor is from Umatilla. I've said it backwards. But we have hopes that we can get both of them on Indian World here in the near future. And if you know people who are doers and shakers in the Indian community, we certainly are interested. When we say Indian, what do we mean? We're not talking about what is confined to the 50 states of the United States of America. We're talking about the Indian world, which includes all of Central and South America, which includes our brothers and sisters to the north in Canada. We're talking about all of those. These days, they're not Indians. I said, we are a nation, not a tribe. Some of the native Hawaiians, I believe it is here, I'm looking at on the cover of our latest listener guide, KBOO's listener guide, and we're having a big thing about our Pacific Islander citizens. Those people who were made, just like the American Indian, made citizens, like it or not. And we just grabbed up and said, you belong to us. So now here we are. And this country stew is getting more and more involved. But we like to honor them, too. We had a wonderful visit from the Maori people here a while back. They went down to Willamette University and put on a program over at the Halle Ford Museum of their weavings and telling bits of their lore and history and whatnot, and greeted by people from the Northwest Indian nations. Grand Ron was primary, I believe, amongst them. And that kind of interchange is valuable. We are not isolated. We're part of the world. We are part of the world. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The air is one. The water is one. The earth is one. And the people are one. We have with us a visitor by the name of Tom Moser, also known as Fish. And we'd like to say welcome to Indian World, Tom, or Fish.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me in here today.
Try it again.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you having me in here this afternoon.
Yeah. It works better when the mic is on. Well, I know what brought you to the station today, but I heard in our hurried little passing, I heard a hint that you had some kind of news. First of all, what nation are you from, Tom?
I couldn't tell you exactly, John. It's a mix, but primarily I associate myself with the Salish Nation of the Northwest Pacific, as well as the Ojibwe in Northern Canada.
We have many people who are crosses between one tribe and another. I think that's why Tom B. Of Exit fame dubbed his group Exit. It does not mean the way out. It means the crossing of Indian tribes. X-I-T.
Exactly.
So we have the crossing of Indian tribes. We have a Shoshone Paiute woman here, and we have a Cherokee over here.
OCO, John.
and we have you, and I'm a Mohawk. So you see, we have a little UN right here in your KBOO studios. By the way, our phone number once again, when we're playing music, 503-231-8187. And we'd like to thank everyone out there, especially old Moody from over there in Sheridan. Your wonderful painting was a great gift. It is beautiful and well-crafted, and we really appreciate it. We'll see that it goes to good use. Had several wonderful comments about it and thought you might like to know. Tom, we're going back to you now. You where are you, in terms of geographical space, where are you from?
Geographical space, primarily all over the Northwest. Family traveled up and down between Oregon and Washington.
I see. And I heard something mentioned about Suquamish or something like that.
Yeah, John, my heart's a little heavy today. I found out some very disturbing news this morning. Earlier this week, during the weekend, it seems like a young man, 14 years of age, a student where my daughter goes to school, hung himself. 2 days later, another 14-year-old man did the same thing, and a young woman also in the class was taken into custody for making some threats up there at the school via a computer website. And
which school is this now?
This is the Kingston Junior High in Kitsap County, the very north end of the Kitsap Peninsula, located just across from Seattle and Edmonds. And it services both the Port Gamble Tsklalom Nation as well as members from the Squamish Nation up there. So, like I said, I'm just heavy-hearted finding out that the young man up there had those issues and problems.
Hopefully the Great Spirit is with their families.
Well, we have someone trying to call in. We'd like to ask you to be patient, wait for music, because that's the only time we can answer the phone, unless you want to be broadcast all over. And some of you do. We're in deep sympathy with our children who have found life so intolerable that they've decided to give it up prematurely. That's such a terrible problem with many of our children. We have about the highest youth suicide rate there is, and I think it comes from just not having enough hope in a good future. And we know that's part of the reason people become involved with gangs and drugs and too much alcohol. It is, much of it is born out of despair. Well, Tom, is there anything else you'd like to contribute to the show today?
No, not today. It looks like we're running a bit out of time. I just want to thank you again for allowing me to come up here and join you, and I look forward to joining you again in the weeks ahead.
Well, you certainly will be welcome, and I appreciate your coming here and taking a moment to share with us here on Indian World. Let's go to a different kind of music. We're going to go to a little Gary Small, and this was from the days when he was known as Reverend. No, this is not the Reverend stage. It's just Gary Small Band. Yeah, a little Gary Small there. And We always enjoy listening to a little more Gary Small. Portland man who's a hot musician, and I wish I could have a chance to hear more of him. That's from his album called Cheyenne Blue Revisited. He has three or four albums out. We have three of them here at KBOO. And we heard Cheyenne Blue. Well, had a request here. There's a stranger over my shoulder. There's a stranger here. Some troublemaker back here. Where are you?
They don't come any stranger than me, that's for sure.
It's Eugene Johnson over here, Rob. He who laughs a lot, and he who bitches a lot, too.
Not me, man. It wasn't me. Somebody that looked like me. Yeah, that's it.
Well, you wanted to give a shout-out to someone and play a piece of music for them.
Yeah, I want this song to go out to Rhonda. It's from Robbie Robertson's CD, Contact from the Underworld of Red Boy. And this is Peyote Healing by Primo and Mike.
I just might have to confiscate that album. To you, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Rhonda, we hope you enjoyed that, and we're happy to play that for you. And that was Robbie Robertson, and it was from an album, an old album, apparently, from the underworld of Red Boy in conjunction with Primo and Mike. So that brings it close to home. Well, we're going to introduce a guest here. We get lots of people wandering in and out of the studio, and I'm going to let Samantha, known as Sam, I'm going to let her introduce our visitor.
OCO, John, thank you. Along with Fish, my very, very good friend that I brought in, I also brought in my mother, who is my very, very good friend.
Well, I hope
and,
so.
Indeed I am. She's full of a lovely lady.
She's full of it. I'll say that.
Very good. Yes, I brought her up from California. She'll be up here in the Northwest with me for a couple of weeks, and we're going to tour around, John. If you've got any suggestions where to take her?
Oh, there are all kinds of things, and when we're off the air, I will make a suggestion or two. Well, I can make one or two on the air. The Chinese garden is lovely. Right down there in Old Town, you can take Max right to it. It's the last stop before you head to the east side of the river. Of course, anything up in Washington Park, the Washington Park itself, or the zoo, or Arboretum, those are all interesting. And those are something. You also have the Japanese garden up there. So we've got a couple of international gardens that are really special. This Chinese garden is the most authentic one outside of China, and was built with imported labor and materials. So that one was particularly interesting. And some of the high points, you know, up like Council Crest or Rocky Butte, where you, from points from which you can, Mount Tabor, points from which you can get a good wide view of the whole area. Those are some places I would recommend.
Good idea. Really good
And there's
idea.
Also the End of the Trail Museum out there in Oregon City.
That's right.
Yeah.
We were talking about that on the way up here.
Well, and by all means, the relatively new Indian Center at Portland State University, which is teeming with activity right now because it's Indian Month, and they have all kinds of activities going on up there. Buddy, we're happy that you were able to share the microphone with us. Anything special, any observations you would like to make or comments or anything?
Oregon is a beautiful state, and I've had a great time since I've been here. My grandson took me all around the other day and saw a couple of lakes, And the people are so friendly and courteous. I'm very happy here.
Well, wonderful. We hope you get a chance to go up here and visit Mount St. Helens, too. There's that requires a full day. It's not a 10-minute trip. There is at Castle Rock, just as you enter Castle Rock, there's a theater with a movie that you will want to see of the eruption of Mount St. Helens. And then you go further, and there's one museum, and you go up to the viewpoint. I keep forgetting the whatever ridge, North Ridge or something like that, observation point, and you get different views of the mountain and a little history lesson and some observations by people in the logging business and so forth. So some Indian lore, all kinds of things. There's also the Laluska activities up there in Ariel, Washington. Somewhere I had in my notes here something from Laluska. I'll see if I can dig it out while we're playing music, and maybe I can tell more about it then.
Well, you're a wealth of information, John. Thank you.
Well, you're certainly welcome, and thank you for coming aboard here and saying hello. We're always glad to have visitors and sharing the microphone with our brothers and sisters from all over. Well, when we get talking about different tribes, I can't help but think of the biggest tribe of all.
Would do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of